This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And just a reminder out there, a special shout, as always, goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody working tonight on the Third Watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. The over-the-road drivers out there, men and women both that are out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and a special shout-out to all of the people, fire, rescue, emergency workers down there in Surfside, Florida, trying to get more people out of the rubble. And I know there's still hope, so we're hoping along with you. Our thoughts and prayers go with you. Now, let's not forget, you can follow me on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. You follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, and all the people standing on the porch ready to chime in, Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website.
Mr. Captain.
There they are. By the way, okay, guys, thank you. Thank you. Okay, you can go back inside now. Thank you. All right, they're going to go back inside right now. By the way, we're going to say the pledge, but over the weekend, your old home turf had three people killed and 65 people wounded.
Yeah, that's a badge of honor that I wear every day of my life.
Boy, I'm telling you. And Lori Lightfoot, the reporters said, you've lost control of your city, and she just turned her back and walked away.
Yeah, that woman has to go. But bigger than that, we've got to address the black on black violence in this country, because Chicago is a perfect example of what's going on in that community. It can't be allowed to go on anymore.
181,000 gang members there in Chicago. Okay, let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Allegiance
to the flag
of the
United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's go back to the gang thing for just a second before we go overseas to Iraq and Syria. 181,000 gang members in Chicago, 81,000 in Atlanta, and they wonder why they have the black-on-black crime?
Oh, yeah. I can't say that it's all black gangs. There's Latino gangs and Asian gangs, and a couple of rare white gangs. But, gang activity in and of themselves, you have to bolster and ideologically and intellectually weaponize your police departments to combat violence and gang organization and kids wanting to get into gangs. And this defund the police thing does not facilitate that.
Yep. You're right.
You know, no matter how badly AAC wants to say that we should be diverting funds from our law enforcement to try and deal with the social ills in our urban areas, if you have to suspend disbelief to think that socially engaging gang members is going to keep them from wanting to make the easy money that they get moving drugs and doing gambling and facilitating prostitution mm-hmm. and moving illegal weapons and the lot of it. Yeah, you have to have your head in the sand. Mm-hmm. You need to allow law enforcement agencies to combat these people on their level when they refuse to cede ground in their illegal activity. It's just, you have to do it.
Yep. Now, George Godfather saying good morning to us. Say good morning back to George.
Morning, George.
Yep. Now, let's talk about the United States going after three facilities in the middle of the night in Iraq and Syria. These are facilities facilitated by Iranian-backed militias that have been using drones to go after our military installations and Iraqis as well, and we apparently took out three of the said installations where these drones have been coming out of. So that's a good thing. In the meantime, we'll wait and see what happens next with retaliation.
Yeah, that should be an ongoing thing for us. Whenever we have people in the field, we should always be making them more safe. A lot of times when we put rules of engagement together, we sometimes tie our hands in doing that. And when you're dealing with proxy armies like Hezbollah, the Iranian, you know, that's an elite part of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
They're fully funded by Iran. And you know, they launched the proxy attacks against Israel and U.S. forces and Western forces and NATO forces. You have to be able to take it to them, especially when it's something as easy as hitting a drone field. So, that should be an ongoing activity for our military whenever we have people deployed.
Well, exactly, and we have to understand that having each other's back over there, it's not just the Americans. The Americans have allies that are over there, and we have to keep our eyes out for the other guys and gals that are over there, too, from the other countries. Here comes the music, so hold that thought, and folks will be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back in Raw. And then we're just going to take us to break. So hang in there, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's...
All right, we're going to do it because Frank said so. How about that? And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, Moss Nissan is quite a unique dealership because, first of all, nobody on a regular basis does the You Serve, You Save program where all of our active duty military, our veterans, our first responders, and church pastors get a considerable discount on the vehicle of their choice. Now, believe me, that is a tremendous thing, and Moss is proud to do it. Now, clean trade-ins, got them, and are commanding a great resale price so you can take advantage. Your used vehicle has gone up about 20% in price over the last 3.5 to 4 months. Now, if you didn't know it, you do now. Take it on in there. Get a cost appraisal. They'll write you a check right on the spot for the vehicle. You might have more money than you think. Hop in another new vehicle or whatever, and you got more money in your pocket, and away you go, and have yourself a good time. You just can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, with all the colors and accessories you could dream of. And don't forget, Moss Nissan, with the locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, their goal, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And you can test drive the hottest SUV in the market today, the Rogue, while you're there. Now, don't forget to check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. .com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. That'll save even more money. All right, back to Frank Silvato. And Frank Silvato, of course, undergroundusa.com. We tell you about it all the time. Go over there and check it out. Well, you know, Frank, and by the way, this just came in here, and folks, I want you to hear this, because Frank and I are going to talk about it right now. there's been a 542% increase in convicted sex offenders arrested at the U.S. border.
Yeah, that is something that is a stunning figure. And the thing that should enrage people about that news is that it's completely avoidable if we were actually enforcing laws at the border.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now we've
also, completely avoidable.
Now, Frank, we've also got Facebook wrapped up in this because a Texas Supreme Court has ruled that Facebook can be sued for sex trafficking on their website.
Yeah, there's the platform has been used not only to organize but to advertise. These people get out there, they entice people into these things. They've been using the Facebook Messenger app to do this. This is what will break the wall. Maybe this is what will force legislators on both sides of the aisle in Washington to realize that you can't let these social media behemoths just do whatever they want without consequence. If you're going to censor someone because he's talking about a sitting president of the United States, you might want to make sure that you're making sure that sex traffickers aren't plying their trade on your same platform and allowing them to do it.
Wow. Now,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening. Now, when you...
Well, I mean, this is why it shouldn't be a Section 230 thing. Mm-hmm. It needs to be a complete rethink of how we treat social media and online communications. Instead of trying to slap something that's retooled from the 1930s or from the days of the Bell telephone stuff, we have to have legislators that are smart enough to put together legislation that fits this type of platform in a world like today. And sadly, when you look at all the pontificators in Washington and the gaggle of people who've been elected because they're good activists, we don't have a lot of good legislators in Washington, and I certainly don't think we have enough legislators with the intellectual wherewithal to craft good legislation about anything, let alone a subject as weighty as how do you deal with censorship and facilitation going from one extreme to the other on social media and in the internet age.
You'll be happy to know that Oregon is moving to give illegal immigrants Medicaid, Frank.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Let's give them a house, too.
They probably will. That's just the first start of it. All right, well, back
you
to...
Know,
yeah, I know.
We were talking last night over dinner that I believe it's a one town in California that they've set up this expanded tent city and for these people, for the homeless to live in, for illegals to live in and all this at $60,000 a pop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep. And now they're considering bringing in the 20-foot trailers, the modular homes that are made, dropping them in there, the mini homes.
Yeah, this is so. We've got to stop this. Mm-hmm. We've got to stop this. We can't afford our federal government to begin with, and in many states you can't afford your state government. Mm-hmm. Everybody we elect to office just wants to spend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't do that. There's a budget. Live within it. You'd like to do some good things. Well, you know, stoke up some charities to get some stuff raised like this. But taxpayer dollars has to go for the core essentials of what we need when it comes to the common good, not everything that just sounds good.
Well, New York City's got to figure out how they're going to get extra money because the New York City Buildings Department has shut down 322 building construction sites, some of them 30- and 40-year-old buildings, a third of which were in Brooklyn. Now, they've been shut down in a massive zero-tolerance safety sweep conducted by the Department of Buildings. Obviously, there's going to be a bunch of fine money in there.
That's interesting because who is one of the representatives from Brooklyn?
I believe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? AOC.
Yeah, it's AOC. So you've got a Democrat administration in a very blue city going after one of the bluest of the blue. And you haven't heard her say anything about this either.
Nope.
It's very, very curious. I'm going to be listening and watching on this one to see exactly how it turns out, because that hurts her.
Yeah. Now, former President Donald Trump kicked off his 2022 campaign rally Saturday night, rebuking the complete and total catastrophe of the Biden administration. Joe Biden, of course, is destroying our nation right in front of our very own eyes, so says Donald Trump. He said that in a Wellington, Ohio campaign rally, which was covered, but not all that much now, by the television people, because I guess they didn't want anybody to see how many people were there.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to publicize any of his rallies under the guise of, well, he's not a candidate. But you know what? It really doesn't matter whether the alphabet and the cable mm-hmm. people do anything to cover him, because social mm-hmm. media was on fire about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's listen. Let's see. We got Todd from Tampa on the line here. Go ahead, Todd. What's up?
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I watched the rally. In synopsis, Donald Trump was saying what I've been saying. He won in a landslide, number one. Number two, the Biden administration is a disaster. Okay, all you have to do to be a Democrat is hate America. The Democrats are anti-American, anti-family, anti-Jesus, anti-everything that America stands for. They hate the military. They hate our cops. They hate everybody. They're full of hatred. Okay, it'd be like Xi Jinping running America. That's what a disgrace that Joe Biden and the Democrats are. Who's the idiot in your family that voted for a Democrat? Who's the idiot in America who voted for a Democrat? That's what I want to know, okay? Because every family's got one idiot that voted for a Democrat, okay? Your gas price, remember Donald Trump said, by the way, Donald Trump put out to say, to the blacks, what do you got to lose?
Okay,
well, I'll tell you what you got to lose. You got to lose everything. Your gas prices are through the roof. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Let's get to work. Peace.
All right. Well, what do you think, Frank?
Well, he hit it ahead. If you think the Democrat Party is full of hatred,
mm-hmm.
this is a party that used to be about tolerance and dialogue, and now they don't want to hear what you have to say, and they don't want to tolerate. So that's in a nutshell, that's it. The Democrat Party is for totalitarianism, and they are full of hate. It's just the way it is.
Yep, and Frank's going to stick around for an extra segment, so Frank, you hang on. And folks, by the way, hour number one, my first segment was all about what Todd said, and I threw some numbers out there, backed it up with some additional information for you. So when you go back to the podcast, listen to the first hour, first segment, you'll get 10 minutes of verification of what Todd just said. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States on Sunday night carried out another round of air attacks against Iran-backed armed groups in Iraq and Syria in response to drone attacks against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. A U.S. defense official with knowledge of the airstrike says the Air Force F-15s and F-16s were used in the operation. The strikes took place at approximately 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The militias are threatening to retaliate. An outbreak in Sydney, Australia, linked to the highly contagious Delta variant of the COVID-19, has grown to 128 cases. Cases have also been recorded in Northern Territory, Queensland, and Western Australia. Officials say it's a crucial time for the country, which has kept the case numbers low with border closures and lockdowns. As search and rescue efforts continue at the Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida after the collapse last week, Orlando Bravo, a Puerto Rican billionaire, has donated $250,000 for the relief fund. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Betcha. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. You know, nothing runs like a deer, a John Deere, that is. And if you want to go check them out, check out the equipment they've got. They have some very reliable equipment, extremely fair prices, and extraordinary service at your local Everglades Equipment Group store. Now, there's four of them within the sound of my voice around the state of Florida. And, of course, if you've got the green thumb in you, a little gardening, need a little potting soil, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, they got all that over there, too, to help you along with the fertilizer and whatnot. Don't forget, Everglades Equipment Group, they're more than just your fix-them-up, repair-them-up, sell-them store. They got things for you for all sorts of things for the outdoors. So check them out, Everglades Equipment Group. Tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. All right, back to Frank Silvato, Underground USA website. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we were talking off the air about the voter fraud that's out there, and I said that if there was no fraud, then my question is, why is Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, several other states spending so much time and effort on exposing the fraud? Now, this is what we know. You ready?
Yep.
101,789, quote, obsolete voters on the rolls in Georgia, including 18,486 dead people, some of whom voted.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that they were just trying to make sure that dead people were included under the Stacey Abrams voting program.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Number two.
You know.
Yep. Number two, ballot matches off by up to 17.5% in Maricopa County, Arizona.
Yeah, an unacceptable margin, I might add.
Yep, should have been less than three. Number three, massive chain of custody problems with drop boxes in Georgia, missing hundreds of thousands of records for months after the election.
Yeah, and even just the chain of custody thing is an issue with drop boxes. Remember, they were outside.
Yeah.
They were outside. Mm-hmm. That's just ridiculous. And that's one of the sticking points that people are saying about the new Georgia law that allows drop boxes, but they have to be inside so that somebody can watch them. Mm-hmm. They're saying that that's oppressive and disenfranchises voters.
Well, if they don't like that, they won't like this. Thousands of ballots were wheeled into the back door in Fulton County days after the election.
Yeah, well, you have to know what you need to win by in order to get them printed down at Sam the Democrat's print shop.
Yeah. Nobody does that in this state, I might add. Nobody. When the election is over, the ballots come in, they lock the door, and that's it.
And that's the thing. This idea that we could keep counting and counting for days and stop and just start again tomorrow, that's where you facilitate the fraud. If you want to create a bad election and you're in charge of a counting room, well, let's go home at 2 o'clock in the morning. We'll come back about 6 and start again. You've got 4 hours to make up the number of ballots that you need to have in order to beat your opponent. You know, so all of these reform measures in all of these states, you know, you keep hearing Democrats saying, oh, we have to investigate this, DOJ started a lawsuit against Georgia. We've got to take control of this because of this, that, and the other, these oppressive reforms. They're not repressive at all. And you'll notice they never, ever, ever talk about specifics when they condemn these reform laws that have been passed in these states. Mm-hmm. These are all solid things. They are expanding voting opportunities for people going back to pre-COVID levels.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go back to the election law that was on the books pre-COVID, all of these reforms expand mm-hmm. voting opportunities.
Well, I've got some more specifics here. How about this one? Double feeding the ballots in Fulton County, Georgia.
Yep, and not by just a little either.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Then you've got nearly 200,000 illegal, indefinitely confined votes in Wisconsin that violated the voter ID law.
And we're finding all of this out after the fact. And I had somebody write to me the other day, said, well, what happens? Well, I can't wait until they put Donald Trump back into office. And I had to explain that as much as these instances of vote fraud are being fleshed out as being true, even to the point where it could have overturned the election,
yep.
The people of the United States do not vote for president and vice president of the United States.
Nope, Electoral College.
The Electoral College does, and there's a damn good reason for that, because it protects the potency of the smaller states from the urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these objections and these facts had to come out. The judges had to say something. The Supreme Court had to hear the challenges before the Electoral Colleges were seated in each of these states, the Electoral College delegates. It needed to happen that quick in real time. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they just kicked it down the road and you don't have standing and you got to go through this, that, and the other just to bring a constitutional question for the Supreme Court, only mm-hmm. to have those cowards say that, you don't have standing to bring the question when it's state versus state,
mm-hmm.
which is specifically laid out in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Then we got
you know, you want reform? make sure that we can bring up these objections in real time so that it makes a difference before we actually seat Electoral College delegates.
I got three more, and then we're done with this one. Cash for vote scheme in Nevada, which we know happened. Nobody did a thing about it. By the way, California, about 3 million, they think, illegal alien voted. Illegal alien voted, but maybe more.
Well, yeah, and you go back. The two things you just talked about have been going on in major cities ever since motor voter became something.
Yep.
Motor voter facilitates illegal aliens being able to pull ballots, even if they're provisional at polling places, mm-hmm. and the pay to vote. That's a Jesse Jackson thing, man. Mm-hmm. They used to pack the school buses full of people, give them $5 or some liquor, and bring them over to the polls to get what they needed done in the precincts.
They showed up in Chicago from Pennsylvania. Yep, absolutely. Now, election law changes were not authorized by the state legislatures, which is mandated by the U.S. Constitution, and that happened in broad daylight in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's the executive branch in the states. Unless the legislative branch ceded the power, which many have, and I think they need to claw it back before the next election, all of those decisions and the election law must be crafted by the legislators. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in there about a secretary of state. There's nothing in there about the governor. Nothing. Yep. It's the legislatures.
But you brought up the point of points, which needs to be mentioned. There is no provision at all for anything to happen. They go, well, Donald Trump's going to go back in because of all this and that. No, he's not.
No. This election is over and in the books, and there's no constitutional challenge to it because the Electoral College delegates were seated and certified. Mm-hmm. And those objections needed to come on January 6th. Yeah. And what happened on January 6th?
Yeah. We had the insurrection.
And all the people who said they were going to object suddenly recoiled in horror and said, we've got to get this done. Well, that's why people who lean towards this doesn't smell right, this January 6th thing, that's why there's fuel to that fire, because it stopped the challenges. It stopped the majority of them anyway. A couple of them took place. But it stopped the majority of the challenges to the Electoral College seatings. And that process didn't bear out the way it's supposed to. If there was anything shady besides what you just mentioned in that litany of things in each of these states, mm-hmm. that's something. You want a commission to investigate January 6th? It shouldn't be about the breach of the U.S. Capitol building. Oh. It should be about the genesis of this thing to see how it affected the Electoral College from stopping the challenges of the seating of the electors.
Correct. And again, elections have consequences. Be careful who you vote for. And when you're voting for those electors whose names are on the ballot, if you look and see, you'll see them there. That's who you're voting for.
Well, and in a lot of states, the electors are selected by the legislatures.
Yep.
And the governor has input. So when we say all politics is local, It's very, very true. You've got to be very careful who you vote for. Do your due diligence.
You bet. And, Frank, we've come to the end of the segment. Another great discussion, and we will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, the website. Go over there, check out his podcast, check out the articles he writes, undergroundusa.com. And I'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You betcha. Thank you, Mr. Mark. And, of course, Sunday nights, the Monster Cast, Armed American Radio, 8 to 11, live Eastern Time on a lot of these same stations. By the way, this part of the broadcast brought to you by my friends down in Sarasota, where I will be on Saturday for the Trump rally, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, and parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that won't do that. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and remember, give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. Don't forget also that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you buku bucks of dollars. All righty, on the telephone line, we've got Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and the Chicago Cubs blank the Dodgers. They tie a major league season record now. It's the number 7 no-hitter was combined, and it was the first combined no-hitter, ironically, in Cubs history. I think that kind of goes back to the new analytics of baseball, not having the pitcher go the distance and then bringing in the bullpen. They shut him out, and blanked him with no hits.
How many pitchers did they use?
They used 3.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if you use 4 or 5 and get a no-hitter, I really don't think that would have an asterisk next to it.
Yeah, they don't do that, but I agree with you. And then Aaron Nola, great pitcher with the Philadelphia Phillies. He struck out 10 straight New York Mets batters Friday night just to tie a major league record.
10 straight, wow.
More than 5 decades, Captain. So that'll give him a lot of credit for that. And the Mets have some serious superstars on their team, too, to pull that off. So that's pretty astounding. I remember some all-star games when the guys would go out there and strike out, you know, all 6, which is pretty impressive.
Huh.
That's why they're in the all-star games. So that's pretty much in baseball. The San Francisco 49ers now are all the way first team to get to 50 wins. And then on a side note for all our friends up there in
you mean the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah, what did I say, 49?
Yeah, you did. I'm thinking myself, whoa.
I'm ready for football season.
Yeah, but 50 wins with the 49ers in one season, holy smokes. Okay, go ahead.
Your record. That's funny, Captain.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What the hell happened in the French, the Tour de France? I saw that they're actually, the police are looking for a fan that caused that?
Yes. People getting silly. You know, we have people still jumping on a sports field, you know, streaking across the field, and now we have this nonsense. Not good. But
that was a serious pileup. It was about 3/4 of the field went down.
Well, yeah. I mean, the good news is they're back, and Stage 2 was decent yesterday, Captain, in the Tour de France. So let's give credit, for them doing that. And this kid Matthew Van Der Poel is tearing it up. So we'll see if he can hang on and keep it going. It's going to be an interesting, Tour de France. Always just fun to watch that. Yeah, I didn't mention that.
You didn't mention what happened to the Mariners pitcher yesterday, Santiago. It was a first for Major League Baseball. They threw a pitcher out. And they ejected him and confiscated his glove because of a substance on the glove.
Well, this is why the hitting's down. The pitchers figured out, let's put something on the ball, on my hand, to get a better grip and get some more spin. So if we're going to allow that, let's allow the batters to cork it up. Let's just let them have it be a free-for-all. But I did want to share one thing. This kid, Mike Soroka, for the Atlanta Braves, really a great pitcher. The poor kid tore his right Achilles tendon again, man. Okay, that's painful, and that's hard to recover from. And obviously, he's a right-handed pitcher, so it's even worse because he has to push off his right foot to deliver the baseball. Very sad, so our thoughts are, with him to get better and do well. Also, another sad note up there with our friends in Atlanta. The Hawks lost, yesterday. The Bucks are good, though. Milwaukee's a good ball club. I know you have some listeners up in Wisconsin also. And then we'll, talk about Mr. Rogers. Is he going to come back to Green Bay or not? What's your thoughts? Do you care if he goes back? Or
nope.
You want to see him go elsewhere?
I want to see him go somewhere else and get another chance in the Super Bowl with another team. He could definitely help out Denver. I'm not sure. There was another team in the mix. Was it the New York Jets?
The Jets.
But I know, the Denver Broncos were seriously interested in him. I thought.
Well, you would think that'd be the perfect place. They have Locke. Kid's pretty young. They picked up Teddy Bridgewater. He was the Carolina starting quarterback last year after Cam Newton went to the New England Patriots. So that's very interesting.
Think about this one for a minute. Maybe he'd show up in Carolina. Think about this and go up against, you'd see Brady and him going back and forth a couple times a year.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
Yeah. They're pretty well, they seem to be happy with the kid they got from the Jets, who was the number one draft choice a few years ago. So we'll see what
I think Rodgers is going. I don't see him sticking there.
Yeah, I don't either. just another quick basketball note to Penny Hardaway, a great Orlando Magic player back in the day.
Yeah.
They're talking about possibly bringing him back to be the head coach. I think he'd do a great job. He's done well in college, and the players respected him when he played. And, it'd be cool to see him go to Orlando Magic.
I thought he was a good player, good team.
Yeah, he really was. Mm-hmm. He was. In class act, didn't cause any problems, really a nice guy. So that's, you know.
Okay, and before we go, Tom Brady is just blowing smoke?
Well, you know, he's your typical CEA quarterback now, Captain. The days of Brett Favre just letting it fly, or Dan Marino, I guess, have left the building. Everybody wants to be a businessman and try to answer the questions the way these people want to have them answered. And I like the old style better. I mean, what the captain's alluding to is Tom Brady came out and said that 90% of things he says, he's really not thinking he's answering the question.
Right.
And that's not cool. They all do it though, Captain. They all do it, and that's what it's become. Well, now it's quarterback talk. Now it's coach talk. Listen to the coaches. You just get a bunch of circling around, beating around the bush. But anyway, Cap, well, thank you as always. You take care. Have a wonderful day.
Hopefully we'll see you Tuesday.
Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. It just depends on my schedule, Captain.
Come on over to Mission Barbecue for lunch.
Amen, Captain. Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll talk to you on Friday. Yep, thank you. All right, that's Patrick Hylen, the sports quarterback, and this is what he does in real life.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Well, actually, I screwed that one up because let me play the right one here because this is what he actually does right here. This works a little better.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hylen. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hylen, 813-966-1052. Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hylen, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty. Now, you know, folks, we're going to be hearing more today about Surfside, and it's going to be a very slow, methodical process because, again, they got to be extremely careful if they have any hope at all of finding survivors. They can't just go in there and start excavating to get the concrete out of there. They got to be very careful how they lift this concrete up, and it's going to be a very slow process. 9 people already have been pulled from the debris. It's also going to be very slow identifying them because of the extent of the injuries. None of it's good, but certainly they need to get to the root cause of what this was down there, and I'm sure they will, and they'll take their time doing it too, because this is a major catastrophe, and the lawyers are already lining up, believe me when I tell you. All right, I'll be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. See you then. God.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial.
bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.